This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver will pay $2.3 million to a man who lost an eye after police shot him with pepper balls during 2020 racial justice protests. Jax Feldman was in the vicinity of a protest, but not a participant. That's according to his lawyer. Last year, Denver paid more than $9 million in similar claims. Breaking with its tradition of pre-primary neutrality, Colorado's Republican primary party has officially endorsed former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Nine Republican names will appear on Colorado's GOP ballot for the March 5th primary, but only one will have the official backing of the state party. That despite a provision in the party's bylaws that says its central committee will not endorse candidates ahead of contested primaries. In a press release, party leaders said they want to unite resources behind Trump as early as possible and to emphasize their opposition to the legal effort to keep him off the ballot in Colorado. In December, the state Supreme Court concluded Trump participated in an insurrection and barred him from Colorado's GOP primary. That decision is now being reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A man who struck and killed a Weld County deputy in 2022 has been sentenced to 24 years in prison, the maximum penalty under state law. Norberto Garcia Gonzalez pleaded guilty in November to leaving the scene of a crash that resulted in death, a felony. Investigators said he ran a stop sign and fatally struck the deputy. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06 here.